Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Mark Muro, and today my guests are Janet Stoneburner and Mark Stoneburner, who are here from Cyrano's Theater to talk about a play that is currently running. The play is called This Is Where We Came In. Welcome, the Stoneburners.
Hello.
Hi, Mark.
Hi. Hello, Mark. Hello, Janet. So, okay, Janet, you are the director of this play.
Yes.
And it is called This Is Where We Came In, and It is by the celebrated British playwright, Alan Ackburn.
Yes.
And it's a comedy.
Very much so.
And it's kind of a takeoff on the fairy tales that are part of the archetypal canon of things we already know, and there's like a spin-off. Is it is it like a kind of a drawing room comedy, or is it just a phantasmagoria?
It takes the play takes several classic, you know, fairy tales, the Frog Prince,
Hansel and Gretel.
Hansel and Gretel, and kind of turns them, you know, turns them on their head. The conceit is, or you know, the situation is that these story players, these people act out these stories at the sort of whim and direction of the storytellers, and sometimes the storytellers don't get it quite right.
So there's an actual person, like a prompter on the side, telling the story, and then these people come in. Do they pantomime it?
Well,
bit of everything.
There are a trio of unreliable narrators, and they all have their sort of trick. One of them,
Uncle Eradicus,
never gets it quite right. One Uncle Oblivious can never quite remember the story,
or stay awake,
and Great Aunt Repetitus tends to repeat herself,
yes.
You know, so the circles go around on themselves.
The Department of Redundancy Department.
Exactly.
Yes.
Right. So this is, it's kind of almost like a Sondheim Into the Woods, where it's after what happens after Happily Ever After.
There's some elements of that. Mark's character, Fred, has turned up to listen to the stories, but he's not a story player. And he's definitely not a storyteller. He doesn't quite know exactly what's going on.
Nobody, including myself, quite knows who I am or what I'm doing there, but everybody knows that they know me.
Well, so you're like every man, because nobody really knows the full import of the drama there in when they're in
sure.
the thick of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we kind of blindly, you know, wander through this thing, which is predictable as life at one end, you know, birth and death. And then what we do between these two brackets is not so unusual. Nobody's really reinventing the wheel here. You know, you fall in love, you get sick, you die.
Yeah, and it's all predictable until it's not, until something, you know, until it takes a turn that
this
you don't
wild
expect.
Card.
You know,
right.
It's a wacky comedy. I mean, things, you know, it's a wacky comedy, and a lot of the appeal is the ways that you can, how can you get a fairy tale wrong? You know, I mean, it's, you know, that's a lot of the fun of it.
But even
how
the wrong, you know, is right in a lot of ways, because.
Well, sure.
Yes.
So many of these, you know, things from the collective unconscious, they can't really be any other way other than the way they are. No matter how wild and crazy it is, it all seems to kind of make sense in the end because, you know, we share this experience and I don't know what I'm talking about. but Janet, okay. Now, as the director, is this like slapstick comedy? Is it like
Some parts of it
pastiche
are.
Of lots of different theatrical conceits?
Yes, there's some pantomime to it. There's a little bit of slapstick. With the three storytellers, there's a lot of visual and sound jokes. So Hansel and Gretel, he's in the cupboard, and every day the witch would have him stick out his finger, but he would stick out a phone instead.
Instead of a chicken bone, it's a phone. This is from, you know, Eradicus, who can't quite get it right.
Okay. Bone rhymes with phone.
Exactly.
Yes. Yes.
I get you.
One of the things I've really enjoyed about doing this play and just, you know, the appeal is that, you know, yeah, you have these classic familiar stories with a little bit of a twist, but there is so much room for actors to create, you know, the play on top of, you know, on top of the script. You know, I mean, there's so much room in between the lines for some really talented people to give the audience a heck of a good time.
Well, and we have an amazing cast.
Yeah, and that's what makes it so interesting, too, for the audience. I mean, it's the experience of the actor to have all that leeway. And then for us to see, you know, just the differences and choices and the personalities and the, you know, whatever kind of charisma an actor could bring to this kind of a role. It was a great opportunity for them to kind of stretch out and do things they ordinarily wouldn't be given the opportunity to do. Who is in this cast?
Anya Wyndham is in it, Todd Sherwood, Doug Causey, Nakia. Tyler Carlson is Kevin on keyboard, the sound guy.
Does Nakia play a phone?
She does not, in fact, you know, but she doesn't, in fact, but, you know, she has a lot, she has several great parts, mm-hmm. you know. One of the fun things about the play is that Tyler, who was the sound designer, does all the sound effects live on stage. So
really?
He's part of
yes.
the, you know, he's part of the,
like
you know,
on Prairie Home Companion?
A little bit like that, yeah, you know. A little bit like that, yeah. Mm-hmm. Also in the cast are Dave Flavin, mm-hmm. Erica Johnson.
You, of course.
Me, yes.
Mark Stoneburner.
And
who do you
Susan
play, Mark?
Metcalf. And
who do you play?
I play Fred. I play the stranger.
You okay.
Know, I play the wild card.
Okay, the wild. Okay, you're the agent of change. In case you're just joining us, you're listening to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. We're talking to Janet Stoneburner and Mark Stoneburner about a play entitled This Is Where We Came In, which is running currently at Cyrano's. Getting back to the play. Now, Janet, is this very different from a lot of the... You've directed Ackburn before?
I haven't directed. I've stage managed and I've performed in some of his plays in town.
Uh-huh.
So this is the first time I've gotten to direct.
Oh, really? Okay. So is there like a style? Could this have follow any kind of stylistic pattern? Or is it just like the Fred character, wild card, where you have a lot of play, just like the actors do, in your directorial shaping?
This one is really an open script in a lot of ways. But you have the setup of the fairy tales and how things go wrong. But other than that, it's not his traditional drawing room comedy.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, because mm-hmm. they're very structured and kind of a Noel Coward kind of classic kind of form.
They can be, but they all tend to play with form a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, he tends to He's with form or with setting, they
deconstruct.
In a way. We forgot to mention one of our cast members, Brian Klein, who's kind of new to town but is really wonderful in the
yes.
show.
Oh, wow, this is a big cast, like a dozen people.
There's 10 of us.
There's 10 people.
Of us, yeah.
Gee, wow, yeah.
One of the things that Ackburn does with his plays is he'll often write one that's a family-friendly play, but it'll use the same themes as one of his adult plays.
Oh, I get you. Yeah, because did he do that one that they did at ACT recently? Was that him or was that? No, that was another English playwright.
No, that was another one.
The one that was The Fourth Wall.
Mm-hmm.
Was that? It doesn't matter. We're not talking about that play.
Sure.
But yeah, I stopped into Cyrano's just the other day to verify that you guys would be here and everything. You didn't get the message, but you're here anyway. Thank you. And I saw the set, and the set by Margaret Huey Lewis is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it was her right away because she has such a distinctive style.
Oh, the colors on it are marvelous.
Yeah, the
I just
colors
love it.
And the forms and the silhouettes on the wall, like those old-fashioned kind of, you know, antebellum cutouts
mm-hmm.
were there. And it just was so artistic. Everything she does just has such an authority and such a style, too.
I loved it. I wanted the audience to feel like they were walking into the storybook as soon as they got in the theater.
That's exactly right. And it almost had like a kind of an enchanted, kind of almost Russian look, those trees on the wall, you know, with the sunset behind him or whatever, that blazing kind of transitional colors mm-hmm. and everything. Yeah, it's a gorgeous set. Yeah. Yeah. Now, how much did you work with her on that, on choosing the design, or you just like gave her the script and let her, you know, go wild?
We had a script in a meeting and just kind of talked about the elements and what we were hoping to see with the show.
And she probably jumped right on it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
You should have Margaret on sometime just talking about the way she does it. She actually told me, and I hope I'm not revealing something, but she said it's better for her if she doesn't read the script or if she doesn't read it too carefully. She's better able to.
So she's not so literal.
Yeah, I think it frees her. Again, you should definitely have her on to talk about what she does because it's incredible. But, you know, I mean, I think her way of working, she doesn't work the same off the script the way an actor does. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
or maybe other designers do.
Well, she, once again, we're talking about that wild card, you know, and that's the and that's the spark of life that makes things happen, and that's where the creativity comes from, you know, not doing the expected, you know, and this play is such a great opportunity to do that, you say, from the acting point of view. I mean, your experience, is this the freest you've ever been, Mark? On stage?
I think so. I mean, usually I remember someone saying that acting is what you do in between your lines.
Reacting.
Reacting. And there's so much opportunity to do that. There's a lot of things that you're sort of doing almost like, you know, in pantomime or in dumb show while somebody else is telling a story or is narrating that give you just incredible opportunity.
A dumb show? What's that?
Well,
the silent?
A dumb show is... Janet went to school for this. She could probably tell me, but you know, it's like, you know, like in Hamlet, the mousetrap, the play that they do, the play within a play.
Uh-huh.
Well, a dumb show is they sort of do it in pantomime in really short order, so the audience knows what they're. It's almost like a prologue. It's saying, okay, here's the.
And is there a narrator?
There isn't in your traditional dumb show.
But you know, we do a lot of things. Sort of, we act out what somebody else is describing.
Yeah.
The play doesn't tell you how to do it, so you know, or
like
very minimally.
Like The Bodice Rippers by Alicia Jones.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, I yes, absolutely. You know,
kinda.
So
that was just at ACT.
Yeah, exactly.
In their foreplay, like, or whatever.
It is. So you have an incredible amount of freedom in that regard. You know, I mean, that's one of the just. I've had a lot of fun. You know, I've had a lot of fun doing this, and I've done some really great productions in the past, but this has been a real notable in that regard.
Well, it sounds like such a fun, wonderful play, and I'm really looking forward to seeing it. I'm so glad we talked about it. Now
me
I know
too.
This is not one I want to miss. Well, thank you so much. This is all we have time for. Thanks, Janet and Mark Stoneburner, here from Cyrano's, telling us about the play that is currently running, entitled This Is Where We Came In. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And now here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar, go to datebook49.com, where you can list your event on KSKA's website. At Anchorage Community Theater, the holiday classic, A Christmas Story, runs through December the 19th on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 p.m. with a Sunday afternoon matinee at 3. This is humorist Gene Shepherd's memoir of growing up, and it follows 9-year-old Ralphie Parker in his quest to get a genuine Red Ryder BB gun on the tree for Christmas. For tickets, go online at www.actalaska.org, or you can call 868-4913.
Also running through this weekend at Grant Hall, TBA's Christmas show, Babes in Toyland. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 7 and Saturday and Sunday at 3. For information and tickets, email play@tbatheater.org or call 677-PLAY.
Meanwhile, up in Wasilla, Valley Performing Arts presents A King Island Christmas. This beautiful classic Alaskan musical is a true story and continues through December 19th. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 2. For tickets and information, call 373-0195 or go to valleyperformingarts.org.
Alaska Theater of Youth's production of Annie Jr. shows Saturday at 2 p.m. and at 7 p.m. And they have another play this holiday, which is called Toys Take Over Christmas. And this play shows tonight at 7 p.m. And all shows are at the Sidney Lawrence Theater at the PAC downtown. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
In Talkeetna, Denali Drama presents Xmas and Other Four-Letter Words tonight, tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, December 23rd, 24th, and 25th. The show starts at 7:30 p.m. Doors open at 7. For more information, go to www.denaliartscouncil.org.
The Alaska Academy of Fine Arts presents The Snow Queen, a musical play based on the Hans Christian Andersen story. It runs through tomorrow. Showtimes are Friday and Saturdays at 7, with a matinee Saturday at 2. Tickets and information, call 694-8909 or akfinearts.org.
And finally, at Cyrano's, This Is Where We Came In continues through December the 29th. Showtimes are 7 p.m. on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and Saturday, and 3 p.m. on Sunday. This play is funny and charming. There will be no performances Christmas weekend. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at kska.org. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Mark Muro for KSKA.